Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and good evening. It is Monday, Motivational Monday. This is Coach Tawana Hayward-Bay coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. It is Monday. It is January, the 27th. The year has already come in, 2020. We're in the new year. It's the 27th of the first month of the new year, and so much has already happened. This is our Motivational Monday Night Blog Talk Radio Show. I want to thank you for taking time out of your day, out of your schedule, to be with me and to spend this time with me. If you're looking for encouragement, you're looking for education, you're looking for equipping and to be enlightened, you have come to the right spot. Tonight, as we begin this show, we are all affected. If you are here in the U.S. of A., I know I was speaking with someone in Greece today, and he had not heard the tragic news of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and the nine souls that were on the helicopter on yesterday. I am heartbroken, and I've been grieving since I got the call. I was coming back from Pensacola, Florida, on the road, driving in back to Atlanta with my sister, and we got a call from our sister who's in Atlanta. We have another sister in Atlanta, and she had called to share with us about this horrific tragedy, and that it was Kobe Bryant, and I dropped the phone, and I began to cry. And so when you think about today is Monday, and this show is to motivate and encourage us, I know many of us are grieving, many of us are saddened. It's just incredible what the universe can do, how things can happen, and how we all can be affected by that. Today's show, is scheduled with the topic of calling all debts. And this week we're continuing our 2020 N2K series, Calling on All Debts. As we begin to talk and share, I've got a special guest that I'm excited to bring on. I know he's waiting to get on this line with me. I just want us to be able to take a moment and of silence to reflect, to think about how blessed we all are to be here. And I have been praying for the Bryant family and all of the souls, all of those families and those young people that were on that helicopter. Our deepest condolences and prayers go to each and every one. So if you're a veteran or an entrepreneur, whoever you are, wherever you are in the world, if you could just take a moment with me of silence, to remember and to reflect and to just say a word for that family. I just want to take a moment. And then when we come back, we're going to come back with my special guest. Amen. Thank you for that, everyone. Let's bring on my guest, Army veteran Keith Mack. I'm so excited that I met him. He's an entrepreneur. He is a podcast host of Real Life Decisions with Veterans of Today's Military, Speaking Our Mind. He has a passion for entrepreneurship, I've learned. He has a passion for sure of veterans, and he is an advocate for veterans. He is fired up. He is on a mission, I believe, and I just just one time speaking with him. I said, I got to have you on the show. So I'm going to click the button and bring him on right now.
Keith, hey, 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 hey. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, it's great to have you on. Thank you so much for being with me on my Blog Talk Radio show. Welcome to Motivational Monday, calling all vets. I know you have a passion to call on vets. In fact, when you share with me about your podcast, I said, that's it. That's going to be the title of the show. You laugh.
Come on now, calling
Thank
all vets. That's the best name ever.
It is.
Hey, it is an honor. It's a privilege. This is awesome. I appreciate you just even giving me the opportunity.
Well, look, I think it's
but
going
look,
to be an
look,
opportunity.
But look, before you know, I'm sorry. Just like you had your minute, I want to give my deepest condolences to everyone involved on that plane crash on yesterday. Listen, as a father, as a husband, mm-hmm. as a human being, that is not what you wanted to see or hear for
right.
anybody. And not just Kobe,
yeah.
anybody. That hurts, period. So my
yeah.
heart goes out to them.
Absolutely. It does hurt. And, you know, it makes you really reflect and think about your life, your family, what you're doing. If you're, you know, you're never really ready for anything these days, it seems like. But to prepare for the things that we have to endure and do in life, like business, raising a family, being a spouse, going to school, all these things, you just never know what's going to happen. And I think we're all going to remember where we were when we learned of what happened. And I think I've been just looking at social media today, and a lot of people just they're heartbroken and they're grieving, but they're also reflecting and looking at their lives and what they can do better to tell the people that they love uh-huh. that they love them. I know I heard from my oldest son called me today. He's a veteran, and he said, "Mom, I just want to tell you I love you. I just want to take this time." Because time is a precious commodity
that's right.
You know, once it's gone, we don't get it back. And he just wanted to say, Mama, I love you and I appreciate you. And I didn't call for any other reason just to say that. He said, you know, with everything that's going on, this tragedy, I'm just thinking about things. I'm thinking about you, and I just want you to know I love you. And that meant so much to me. But I think a lot of people
that's
are doing
everything.
That right now. You know?
Right. That's everything. Listen, I did, one thing I'm trying to do now is get out a brand about, you know, I got the company going, so I'm trying to get a brand for myself and trying to let everyone see who I am as a person. And I'm a father, I am a husband, I'm a man first. Like you said, like it doesn't really matter who you are. That hurts. And I last night after I heard about it, I did videos. I got my kids together, and I gave them a hug. I gave them a kiss. I told them I loved them. I called mm-hmm. my other daughter in Texas, and I called her. I said, hey, I'm checking in with you. Just, you know, I love you, you know. I love you. Like,
wow.
This, we're separated, but just know you can always call me. I am never too busy for you, so you call. And I told her that yesterday. So, you know, it's touching, and it's not like we don't talk to our children or we don't feel a loss. But listen, when it's crazy. Like you see someone 41 years old, just retired a few years ago, just won 5 rings. You know, he's an awesome individual. You know, and one thing I respected about him is if you read the backstory on the helicopter, you would know that he did that so he could keep as much time with his family as possible. You know, he wanted to get
exactly.
there quick, get home quick. You know, and
exactly.
you got to respect that, you know. And you know, man, I lost a child. So I know the pain of losing a child, but losing a child and a husband and a father, and you have to explain that to your kids. Oh, that's a different type of real right there. Like, that's, whew.
It really,
you better
really,
love
really
on who
is.
You love. Like,
You do. You have to make the most of every opportunity. You have to invest in your family, your loved ones, your, you know, the things that are important, the things that matter right now, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does matter, because it is important. And, it motivates me to keep working hard, keep giving my best, keep, you know, as a spiritual person, as a Christian, to keep taking things to God in prayer, trying to stay prayed up for my family, for myself, for my business. Those who follow me, we know this is an entrepreneur show, it's an entrepreneur spot, but anybody can be motivated and uplifted to be more and to have more with resources and relationships. And I hope that this show, people you will understand, if you're listening, you'll understand that this is a relationship and a resource that you have with this show. And that's why, again, I'm excited that Keith is here, because this is another resource in a relationship. He's a veteran.
That's right.
And, you know, as a veteran, I was thinking with this situation, I'm sure you have seen things. Tell us about the branch that you served. I know it's the Army, but tell us about your experiences as a veteran and some of those experiences and how it's made you into who you are, someone who perseveres, someone who keeps fighting, someone who keeps reinventing themselves, because you're an entrepreneur. You know, you're home and you are trying to build a business. Talk to us a little bit about that. I was thinking about Kobe. He is an entrepreneur, and he is constantly giving back. He retired, but then he stepped back in to another way to serve, to give back. That's entrepreneurship, you know, and he was helping so many. He was doing, but that was one of the things my son mentioned when we were talking. He said, I just started recently following him and listening to him teaching and sharing about books, about education. He was so inspirational, and it was helping him as a Navy veteran with his quest for entrepreneurship and building his business. So share some things with us about you and your background and this journey that you're on right now, and you giving back to so many with your own podcast to the veteran community.
Right. Right. So, you know, let's start at 18-year-old Mac. And everyone who knows me knows I've been Mac since I was, 15 maybe. It was cool. I was in ROTC, so I had, use my last name. And Mac is the coolest last name ever, M-A-C-K. Like, come on, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, I went with that. So when I joined the Army, my older brother was in, and he's a mechanic. Well, he's a retired mechanic now. He was in, and he swayed my decision to join. But my mother was my deciding factor. Like, I didn't have a choice. My mom said, you're going to go to college or you're going to go to the Army. Or you're gonna go to the military. She didn't make me go to the Army. She said, you're gonna do something. You sitting at home. And I had a job. I had a job since I was 16. So, it's not like I was a bum or anything. It's just my mom knew that I was more than I wanted to, put on for. I was lazy. And that's just the simple and plain version. I was lazy. But I had a job. So I saw what making money could do. I saw what having my own check could do. So I chose to join the military. For me, that was the best decision I ever made, because I graduated. However, I skated by. Like, I'll be real. I'm out of school for almost 20 years now, so I can say this now. I skated by. I didn't apply myself. I didn't do what I wish I would have done. As a kid, as our parents, harp on us about, but we don't listen. But I didn't. So when I wanted to go to the military, and I decided to be military police. And anyone who knows me knows this for a fact. I joined the military to be a cop because of Training Day, I wanted to be Denzel Washington. And I thought he was the coolest guy on that movie. You want to go to jail, you want to go home. And that was going to be my line. But I never worked a road. I never did nothing. I went straight to Iraq. And then I got hurt. And, you know, it's crazy. But life has a way of shifting you where you need to be. And you ask why 1,000 times. But I'm starting to get it now. You know, I'm starting to get it now. So I was military police. I got injured in Iraq. I got blown up in an IED, a roadside bomb. I cracked my back on my weapon. I was in the turret on top of the truck. And the impact pushed me into my gun. I cracked my back. That was Father's Day of 2005. And I've had back pain since 2005. Every day it could be minor or major, but I've had back pain. But I don't regret it. You know, I took pride in what I did. You know, I was one of those gung-ho guys, like, hey, I'm going to go kill me some Hajis. And, you know, you're a kid. You don't know any better. You're ignorant to what you're doing. But I knew I wanted to serve. So, you know, that's what I did. I got hurt in the process, and then I got out. And every job that when I got out has been military-based. I was a security officer for a Norfolk Navy base. I was a contractor for the military in Qatar and Kuwait. I've worked for a company called Engineering Solutions and Products. That's a government contracting company for the military. 90% travel on the road. I did that for 6 years. My latest job was with XPO Logistics, and I worked on the military side of the house. I was the operations supervisor for international and dangerous goods. And I left there really on really bad terms with them. I have never seen racism and discrimination at full force, but I did there. And me being a vet, me being a man first, me being through what I've been through, I can't stand for certain things. And as an operations supervisor, I feel like my voice should be heard. And when I feel like my voice isn't heard, I take matters in my own hand, especially when I know you're doing people wrong. So
right.
I left and I started my own company, and that's Honoring the Fallen Logistics. And let me actually backtrack. I actually started another company. It was called MAC. That's my last name. Mentoring Awesome
right.
Children Creatively. Me and my wife started that. And it's going to be a cooking school. We had it, got approved for funding and everything, but that just wasn't what I was supposed to do at the time. And I know that now,
mm-hmm.
and I know why now. So, you know, Honoring the Fallen Logistics is my calling. Honoring the Fallen Logistics is everything to me, because I learned a lot before I left XPO. And that's the one thing I will always respect about working there, is they taught me humility. They taught me that the world isn't fair. And no matter where
right.
you are, if you're not at the top, if your voice can't be heard, your voice isn't heard, and nothing changes. And I can't live in a world like that. I can't respect that. I won't respect that. And that's why I started Honoring the Fallen Logistics. And I aim for hiring veterans. We have trucks. It's a logistics company. But we're not just trucks. We're not just transportation. We're federal and state contracts. I have an IT team that we've merged with. I have another fleet of trucks that a lady named she came to me and she said, hey, I want to work with you. Her name is Amani. And she said, I want to work with you. I have a heap of trucks. And she has about 21 to 30-ish trucks, various size dump trucks, flatbeds, whatever. She has them, Freightliners. And because of who we were and what we were trying to do, hire veterans, get work for veterans the right way,
mm-hmm.
she wants to merge with us. And because of what we stood for, we have now 4 trucks of our own. 3 Freightliners and 1 Sprinter van, and we haven't paid 1 cent. 1 cent.
Wow.
And that is what, for me, is the blessing in it all, because I have quit so many times, and this right here shows me, if you just take that one more step, if you just take that one more phone call, if you just ask one more person that question, the right question at the right time, your life can change. And my life is
okay.
changing. Like I said, I have 4 trucks.
Okay.
And that,
wow.
you know, that's crazy.
Wow. Keith, that is so powerful what you're saying. I need you to hang on 1 second just so our listeners can really digest what you just said. Because I think what you said is major and is key. So many times in life, we are faced with situations that are not always fair. Let's go back to that part of what you said in the workplace. Mm-hmm. We're faced with maybe some kind of bias or prejudice. I can tell you some stories being the only woman in corporate America for decades, the only woman, the only woman of color. You know, just you never know what situation you're going to be in, ladies and gentlemen, where you're going to be in school. You know, people aren't going to always be nice or kind or like you because the world is big. Culturally, we're different. You don't know how people came to this country or how they were raised in this country or if they were abused, so that now they're touchy. I mean, you just
you
get hit with things, and sometimes you're forced to make a decision to make a change, you know, to shift gears or reinvent yourself. But something you said you learned, and there was a humility that you took on with all of this. You know, I think sometimes how we respond to things can hurt us or help us. It can hurt us because the mindset and the attitude that we take can put us on a pessimistic and negative road, or we could take a mindset of, okay, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to heal. I'm going to be all right. Now, how do I go forward? How do I help myself? How do I reinvent myself? How do I change my situation and move on to something else? And that's what you did. You moved on to something else, entrepreneurship for you. And this is happening with a lot of people now. And I believe, I know I had another guest on a couple of weeks ago, and she talked about how we're coming up on a time when a lot of jobs are going to go away. And so people need to be thinking about their plan B, thinking about entrepreneurship, even if you're not doing it full time, but learning and thinking about it. And so when you went on to say from that you thought about quitting, you could have quit so many times, but you didn't. And I think that's
right.
very powerful because Motivational Monday is about spurring people on, keep moving forward, never, ever quit. Don't you ever give up, no matter what, no matter how you feel, no matter what. You know, I've taught my kids life is like a card game. We love spades, okay? We are a house that play spades. And when you get a hand, you look at the hand. If you got a bad hand, you don't pout. You don't look crazy. You don't say, well, you know, I got a bad hand. I don't want to play no more. I'm leaving. I'm done. No. You put your game face on. You sit up straight. You get some grit. You get a strategy in your head. Maybe you go nil, but you figure, and that's just a term in speed for those who don't play.
Right. Look, listen. I look my partner in the face with confidence. With confidence, and I say, brother, we going four.
We go exactly. We are going. We're going to play this game. We are going to play to win. And even if you don't win this hand, there's the next hand. There's next time.
That's right.
You keep going. You do not stop. So all of that that you just said real fast, I wanted everybody to just marinate on that for a minute and hear. I mean, you were just dropping, you know, pearls of wisdom there, and with so much conviction and zeal, I want the audience to really get that, whether we're calling all the vets or we're calling all the mompreneurs or we're calling all the campuspreneurs, we're calling all the want-to-be-preneur, whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you got to check this out. You stay humble. Keep that positive mindset because life's going to deal you a hand that you're not going to always like because people are people. Life's going to deal you a hand that you don't always like because situations change, maybe a leader change or a boss change or you had to be relocated or maybe you deployed somewhere else. But you got to hang
Listen
in
Listen all about that. Listen, you get
yes.
PCS to somewhere that you don't want to go. Listen,
yes.
PCS is when you get moved in the military. You know, it might be somewhere you want to go. It might be somewhere that you hate. Let me tell you something I hate is Fort Carson, Colorado. And I am so sorry, but that is the worst base I have ever been to. You can't do anything. And as a soldier, like, I can see how you can get in trouble there. You can do some reckless stuff out of boredom at 18, 19 years old. I get it. So, you know, it's life changing, you know. But hey, you know, it's life. It's life. And I drop gems only because I have, like, when I really think about it at 34 years old, I have really been through some stuff. Like, I'm working on a book. I'm working on a script to a movie. I'm getting some people together. We're going to sit down and write a script to a movie, a real-life veteran movie, real stuff we actually did, stuff that I know changed my life, and it changed my life for the better. I mean, at the time, I didn't see it, but now I see it. So me being who I am, like you said, an advocate for veterans, you actually are the first person that's ever called me that. And when you said it, it gave me chills and I believe it. I am an advocate for veterans. I want to see veterans succeed because I believe that getting out the military, people take it lightly. And we get the short end of the stick a lot of the times. And I've been out since 2008. And I have seen it. I have lived it. And it's not fair. And I started, again, it all goes to why I started HTFL. But you got to have people. Like, I've had friends that I know why I never started Honoring the Fallen Logistics years ago. I know why. I have friends who said, yeah, man, I'm with you. We can start something. Let's do something. Let's do it. And then they don't ever call you again, so you forget about it or you get discouraged and you quit. And your dream is now a dream. And you do that your whole life. Like, if you really think about it, I was going to do this, man. I was going to email this person to see about something. And you never know. If you would have emailed them, they would have wrote you back. You never know, but you just never sent the email. Or I can hit closer to home. Somebody's told you what to do. They have physically said, hey, you email me and send me this or call me on Tuesday at 12 o'clock, and I will do this for you. And then at 12:30, you remember and be like, oh, well, he probably was blowing smoke anyway. And that man could have changed your life. But you didn't call. So people have that, like, once you start taking accountability for where your shortcomings, man, life gets a little bit better. And I've learned to do that after losing a daughter, after being hurt, after losing a girlfriend in Iraq, after a divorce, after Jesus. I mean, at 34, I have been I can write a movie and I could sell it, and it would be a box seller classic, veteran style. But I have to write the movie. See what I'm saying? Like, it's not out because I choose to sit around and talk about a dope movie I know would sell, but I haven't even taken the first step to just see if somebody would even read it. So that's on me. But I promise you, the new me is on it now. I promise you I'm on it. Netflix is making awesome movies, and I know I can get me a pitch on there. So I can take a 1,000 no's.
Right,
yes,
right,
ma'am.
Right. You know, you're saying, again, you're saying something that I think is key here for our listeners. Two things you said. You talked about taking accountability, and I wrote down you have to do the work. See, I think for us to stay motivated, for us to stay, I mean, life is a game. It's a game. It's a game like basketball, if you will. When the whistle blows, the ball starts dribbling, you have to move. You have to move.
That's right.
No matter what's going on, you have to hold yourself accountable to playing this game that you are automatically in, ladies and gentlemen. And you can do that. But it takes you doing the work. It takes you to, as a coach, everybody knows I'm Coach Tawana. I'm a coach. I have a business academy. And one of the main reasons why I'm too an advocate. That's why I spotted that Keith was an advocate. It was very easy for me to spot it during our conversation when he reached out to me about entrepreneurship and things with his business. And we were talking, and I said, you know, you are an advocate. I'm an advocate. I know an advocate. Here's the thing. I remember when my son came home from the military. And like you were saying, Keith, it's not fair sometimes how veterans are treated when they come home. The men and women serve, you have different careers and different skill sets. So much that you learn when you're in the military, and many men and women go into the military with maybe a degree or some kind of trade, and then they just get better over time because of those years that they put in serving in the military. Then when they come out, when they transition home, the opportunities for a fair wage, men and women, a fair wage for both, is not always there. A few months ago, I was in Orlando. One of my moderators and business colleagues and just a dear human being in my life, we were in Orlando. And we were checking in to the hotel, and the gentleman that we met that was helping us with our bag turned out, as we're having a conversation with, you know, we're entrepreneurs, we're always talking to people. Turns out he was a vet. He was a vet. And when he started sharing about his life, his experiences, and his skills, I remember, and we had a conversation about this, he and I, it just shook my head. How can you be taking our bags in for a minimum wage job? This happened to my son. He comes home. He's going to college. He's getting a degree. He got a degree. And he goes to apply for a job, and he's offered a minimum wage job. As a veteran parent who has an HR, human resources background, you, Keith, my head was spinning. And the mom side of me was like, I had a serious attitude. I felt a level of anger. And maybe some folks can relate to this that's listening. And I told him, you take that job. I hurt you myself. No, you won't accept that. You deserve better than that. You have served this country. You have credentials. You have skills. No. We're going to pray, and we're going to take some accountability here. We're going to do the work. We're going to do some networking. We're going to do some things to put you in a better situation. He took my advice. He got a better job with an engineering firm in California, I'm thankful to say. And now he's been spending these last 3 or 4 years building his business. I did say earlier that you can be working a job and working towards entrepreneurship, because these jobs are going to go away, and you better have a side hustle. Mm-hmm. You better have, we're calling on that now, but anybody who's
That's
listening,
right.
you've got to, I'm going to go back to what you just talked about. You got to take some accountability here for your life, for your family, for your future, for your loved ones, for your that generational wealth. Oh, I can go on, but we don't have that much more time. But you got to do the work to make it
happen.
You
can do it.
And
that's right. And you know what? You know what I was going to say, in not in rebuttal to what you said, but the downside to what you said is a lot of veterans don't have a mom, don't have a veteran mom to say, hey, don't take that job. You're worth more than that. Don't do that. Don't be in that. Don't get yourself in that mindset. As a veteran, when you get out, you're scared. And I've been out since 2008. So you're scared. That's life sentence. I joined at 18, February 4th, 2004. I joined. I got out August 31st, 2008. And I was terrified because that's all I knew. That was my job. I just reenlisted a year before for 6 more years because I knew I was staying in the military. So what do I do now? And I have a note on my paper, and it says screenshot job apps off of LinkedIn. And what I mean by that is I want to see how many jobs I applied for, and I'm going to tell you how many jobs I got. One. And I've been out since 2008. And I have applied. I have went through resources. I have went through the so-called government online veteran-friendly sites. Man, listen, okay, you have to have people in your corner that are going to lead you. That if they're not in, they're going to have to lead you on the outside. Say, hey, this is how the world is now. Gear your mind towards this. Start shifting your focus to this. IT. I wish somebody would have told me when I was about to get out to start looking at the IT. I'd be a monster right now, but I didn't have the right people in my corner. And it's no disrespect to my mom. It's no disrespect to my brother. My brother was a mechanic. My mom is my mom. Like, we didn't know. We didn't know that I could have done more. I could have applied here. Now, granted, I had some okay jobs, so I'm not going to say I just got the short end of the stick like that. However, I know for a fact I've applied for well over 600 jobs. And that's not me being cocky or anything. I know for a fact I have. And I have gotten XPO Logistics. That was the one job that I got off of me applying. That was the one job, and that was in 2018. So, I mean, you can't tell me that it's a fair world out here. And I, of all people, sympathize with veterans. I sympathize with people who have degrees and can't get work because of the good old boy system or who you know. I don't like that. I don't believe in that. There are the thing that kills me is the owners don't realize if you just hired the people who are truly, truly talented, your business would be booming. But you want to hire your friend's cousin, and he is just taking your money. So for me, it's about where I see myself. I know my worth. I know that in 5 years, I could possibly see $1 billion. And that, again, that's not me being funny. That's not me being cocky. Anything. I have seen what you can do if you apply yourself correctly. If you have a circle of people that are positive and supportive and loving and just genuinely want to see you do good, and even if they don't make it to where your level is. Like, that's what you need, and that's what I didn't have for a long time, but I'm getting it now. Everyone that I talk to now is so positive. I have a friend of mine that I met her about 6 years ago in the car club world. I started a car club, Changing Lanes Car Club, the All Dodge, and they're still running right now. Big shout out to them. But her name is Nyasia Cooper. And she saw my video when I first said I was starting Honoring the Fallen, and she would say, hey, I do shirts, I do hats, I do this. I wanna be a part of the team. And when I go out, if anyone's seen my Saucy Vet or my Positive Sand T-shirts, She made them for me, and she hasn't charged me a dime, but she sees the potential of where we can go, and she sees the potential in me, and she has a vision herself. So it's things like that, and she calls me all the time and say, hey, prepare yourself. Is your mind together? How are you feeling? And she always finds a way to call me right when I'm kind of like, man, I am not feeling like doing this today. And those days happen a lot, but I see why people quit. I see why you quit, because it's easy to quit. I just said this today to somebody. Like, it's so easy to quit. It takes a lot for you to get up and say, all right, they said no 30 times, but I'm going to go again. I'm going to call somebody else. It takes a lot. But I've seen the positive side of it. So, you know, that's my word to everyone is don't stop, because you never – that one more step could be right where you're trying to go, and that's where you need to be. So, you know,
absolutely.
I can talk all day about that.
I, you know what? I think, again, you're saying such key things. This is good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I got to tell you, I'm glad you talked about the fear. I call it the fear factor. We were talking with, you know, I'm a contract bidder. I'm a coach. I work with entrepreneurs. I also bid on contracts. I was talking with a veteran in Texas, and she was talking about this very thing that you just mentioned when she got out of the military, how scared she was because she had gotten hurt, and she planned on being in the military for years. She planned on retiring after 30 years. She's a veteran daughter. She believed that was going to be her destiny, and she got hurt and got out prematurely. She's an entrepreneur today. But what she's talked about was how scared she was and how afraid she was. I want to say this, ladies and gentlemen, fear is a very real emotion. And it can, again, like I was talking about earlier, fear, when you're gripped with it and you don't have answers, oh, I'm going somewhere. So listen, hang on with me here for a minute, because y'all know I got a preacher side too. So we are going somewhere. when you're gripped with fear, I want you to know that that is coming from a place to take you down. Okay? We're talking about being motivated and staying motivated. When that happens, oh, you got to have people and you got to have a plan. If you don't have a mom, if you don't have a dad, you got to have a people. You got to have somebody. Find somebody. Know somebody. That means you got to be building relationships. Life is relationships. Business is relationships. You got to have people that can pull you up out of the mud, pull you up off the floor, pull you up out of that fear that you are gripped with, because that's real. And to make it go away and to help you to deal with life, to deal with this, okay, I've got to figure out a new plan. Now that's my second point here. You need people and you need a plan. You've got to have a mindset. This show is about a mindset. You've got to have a mindset that says, I talked about playing the game because you're in it. Whether you want to be in it or not, every day you wake up, you are alive. You have no choice but to get up out of that bed and live. But you got to fight, too, because I'm going to tell you, the negative voices, that fear that does grip you, you got to put your, okay, so my dad taught us karate when I was growing up. He used to say, put your fists up and fight. You got to fight that. And sometimes you do need help. You need people. You need relationships. And then you need a plan. Once you get that support, you get that help, you get that motivational pep talk. That's what this show is about. I did say earlier, you got some resources and relationships right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm real easy to find. Real easy. On my website, you can call me. And guess what? Now you got Mr. Keith Mack, too, because he's doing the same thing. He has a podcast. I've listened to your shows, Keith. You are motivating. You are encouraging. You got your arms wide open. Look, ladies and gentlemen, when there's a will, there's a way. You got to know your worth. You said that, Keith. I'm going to repeat it. You got to know your worth. You are worth something. You have served. You have given. You are a husband. You are a wife. You are a student. You are a daughter. You are a son. You are uncle. You are niece. You are worth something. So you can't let this fear that I promise you is going to happen. It's inevitable. It's an emotion that we all get hit with. But when it comes, you got to know that there's a solution to this problem, this fear. And the solution in what we're talking about, to put it all in content here and perspective, the solution is people, the relationships, and a plan. So you might be saying, well, Coach Twana, well, I don't have those kind of relationships. Well, I'm going to repeat what I said a minute ago. Yes, you do. You got me. You got Coach Tawana. You got Mr. Keith Mack here. I'm sure he feels the same. But then you got to look around you. There are people who know you. You vets, calling all vets. You got brothers and sisters. Every time I talk to a vet, they got another vet brother somewhere, another vet sister somewhere that they know that you can reach out to. They'd be glad to hear from you. You got somebody to talk to. If you got to go,
I can tell you one better.
Whatever it takes, you got to do it. What are you saying, Keith? Go ahead. Go ahead, sweetie.
No, I was saying I can do you one better, just like you said. Excuse me. I have, just like you said, a veteran friend. Listen, I got, it's not even a friend. That's my brother. That's my brother Sergio. Serge, I know he's probably listening. And Serge is heartbroken by Kobe right now because Serge is a real-life Kobe Bryant fan from San Bernardino, California. He represents California so hard, he's hurting right now. So love you, bro. Keep your head up. We'll talk after the podcast. But listen, that's my brother. The relationships you build in the Army – well, in the military, it's insane. Like, not being disrespectful or anything, but I've met some of the coolest rednecks in the world. But you would never, if me living in Atlanta right now and I went to South Lake Mall and I saw a redneck, I would not be like, what's up, man? You good? You just wouldn't do it. But in the military, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice but to get to know that person, but to understand the rules of engagement, the rules of a team, the rules of a family, what you have to do to stay alive. You don't really get that. You know, you get that in the military, though. So, you know, I have met so many random people. My first podcast was Max Matthews, and he is the redneckest guy I know, but that is my brother. We went to basic training together in 2004. And I just did a podcast with him in 2019. That's 15 years. And I haven't seen him since maybe 2007, maybe. But I called him. I told him what I wanted to do. I said, I'll be in Austin. Serge, my brother from the military, let me stay at his house. I'm godfather to his children. I went out to San Antonio to go meet Mac, who I haven't seen in years. And we had an awesome podcast. That was my first one. And only thing I don't like about it was we were in a restaurant, so it was kind of noisy, but I wanted people to see just how real it was. Like, it was a real-life environment. That was a real-life setting. And The podcast was awesome. I just went to Houston last week. And did a podcast, a live one, that's on YouTube, and it was life in the military before the don't ask, don't tell policy. The don't ask, don't tell policy is if you're gay, don't say you're gay. Don't tell anybody you're gay.
Right.
And that was in the military.
Right.
So I had two homosexual females on the podcast, and they told us their stories of what they had to do just to be respected, just to keep going in the military. And they both retired out. They both are doing awesome right now. But it's just insane. They're my friends, and I didn't even know some of this stuff. So I encourage everyone to go check that podcast out. It's life. It's eye opening to what you have to go through in the military. You know, people think it's easy. It's not. It changes you. It makes you grow up. It'll make you grow up, or it'll break you. And that's it. It's no other option than that. And I chose to let it make me into a better person. And I have been broke so many times, and I can't. I don't like living like that. I don't like living hurt or sad or down or whatever the case may be. I have been to my lowest, but now I find my passion. And what's so crazy is it was something I was doing the whole time, and I never realized it. And that's a lot of people that's listening right now. Like your blessing, your purpose, the thing you love the most, the thing that would make you the happiest in life, is the thing you probably do or talk about all the time, and you really don't even notice it. But if you just thought about it, that would be where you should start. And that's my message to anyone. Just find what you love and start there. And I know it's easy for me to say quit your job and do your own business. When I quit my job, I'm 90% disabled due to military, so I get a check. I have a wife.
Right.
My wife helps provide. So I can start a business. I can kind of do my own thing. I get it, you know. So it's easier for me to say that than for anybody else who has to have that job to support themselves. If that's your means of income, by all means, make your money. However, there's always an hour out of your day to make a plan, to make your next move your best move. I just did a video today. I just did one today, and it said make your next move your best move, because we waste so much time in life, you know, just – woulda, coulda, shoulda. And once you realize what your purpose is, where you're trying to go, what you want to do in your life, it gets a little bit easier. And for me, I can wholeheartedly say that was the best decision I ever made August 29th when I walked out of that job. That was the best decision I ever made, because the moment I walked up to my house, I realized that I bet on myself and I had no choice but to make it, or I lose everything. And I've lost before, and I don't like how that felt. And I made a promise to myself when I was living negative $500 in a hole to never get there again. And let me tell you, I have been off of that job since August 29th. And
wow,
I still stay. We're in our house, and we're good. God is holding on, is blessing everything that we're doing right now. And I would be a fool if I didn't say anything other than thank you, Jesus, for where we're going right now. But we're going, And if you keep that mindset of I know my worth, I'm betting on me, I can do it. It's scary. It is scary. And I'm not going to. I have cried. I have called my mother. I have called my wife. I have called my friends check on me. And I have been the all-time emotional highest in ever. This is crazy. It's weird. I cry a lot now. And if you see me, I got beards and tattoos and stuff. You're like, oh, man, that's a big dude to be crying. But, you know, but it's my passion. Like, I have to make it. And if you don't have that mindset, then you need to be a worker. And that's no disrespect to workers, because everyone can't be a boss. Everyone doesn't want to be a boss.
Right.
And that's
fine.
That's
right.
But you have to, once you know that, once you know your role, you play it a lot better. For me,
that's right.
Again, no disrespect to any boss I've ever had. Well, some to some. But, you know, I knew I was smarter, and I knew we were doing it wrong, and I knew you wasn't going to listen, because if you listened, that means you had to admit that you were wrong. And the fact that you couldn't put your pride to the side, I don't want to work for you. A lot of people can't make that choice. I was able and blessed enough to be able to make that decision for myself, saying, I am done. That's it. I won't sit there and let you threaten my employees with jail for something they didn't do. I witnessed that. I can't be a part of sending out bad parts. to airplane people and knowing that the parts are bad. We're telling you the parts are bad, but you still let us do it. I can't respect that as a man, as a vet. I did too much to live my life shiesty. I've done too much shiesty stuff to keep living shiesty. I don't want that no more for me. And that's what you have to have in mindset of. I don't want to do that no more. I want to be better. And as of last year, I can wholeheartedly say maybe April of last year, I made the commitment to be a better man, a better person, and that meant making harsh reality checks with myself, taking accountability with myself, telling myself when I was dead wrong to right, and I fought it tooth and nail that I was right. Mac, you were wrong. But screw, okay, you were wrong, but what do you learn from that? What did you learn? Now apply it to what you're doing now. And that's all
and that's
I've been trying to do
thing.
Since.
That's the key thing. That's it. You know, Keith, we're coming down to 4 minutes. This is a one-hour show. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I feel like we could go another 30, 40 minutes, but I know this is going to shut off in 4 minutes. And I want to be able to close us out with, oh, there's so much here. If you take notes, hopefully you got your notes. You can always listen to this broadcast again. But as we get ready to close up the show here, this is my 2020 Need to Know series. This show is calling on all vets. And the things that you need to know that we cover today is every experience can help you take accountability and do the work. If you are scared and afraid, just remember who you are, know your worth, know you can do it. There are people, there is a plan, you can get that. Just reach out because resources and relationships is what helps you. And then last but not least, Keith was just talking about it here, find what you love. And do your thing. Find what you love and do your thing. You all have skills. You have experiences. You have transferable skills from the military that you are using in civilian life. Even if you're not a vet, you have this. Find what you love and do your thing and make your next move your best move ever. Keith, I've got to say, I love having you on this show. I appreciate you being here. Got to have you back. Tell everybody how they can find your podcast, how they can find you, so that if they want to get some inspiration, especially these vets, they can check you out. And ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to thank you guys. Keith's going to share that information, but I want to thank y'all for being here tonight. I want to thank my sponsor, Northam. HRMS, thank you so much for believing in me and this show and making this show possible so that men and women all over the world can be inspired and can be motivated on Mondays. Keith, tell us how we can find you with your podcast. We're coming down to 1 minute.
You can find me on Calling All Vets. That's on YouTube and on Anchor, Apple Music, everywhere. Just Google Calling All Vets, 3! And I'm gonna show you some things. All you gotta do is get with me or info@honoringthefallen.com. Give me a shout. We'll talk. I'll lead you where we gotta go. I'll help. I'm open to anything and helping anybody. So it's been a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? His arms are wide open. I said that earlier. His arms are wide open. My arms are wide open. This is what we do. We're coaches. We're entrepreneurs. We are out here advocating for you to help you grow, help your business grow. It's all about equipping, educating, and empowering you to be the very best you can be. Ladies and gentlemen, be motivated on this Monday and every day of the week. Have a great week. Have a great life. And remember, you know, life is short. And live your best life. Love up on your family. Love up on your community. Love up on your church members. Put your arms around someone. Tell them that you love them. Let them love up on you because life is short. And we need to be living the best life that we can live. We got a lot to be motivated about because we're here. We can hear this broadcast. We can smell the air. So live your best life, taking advantage of it, and have a blessed day, everyone. Thanks so much again, Keith. Thanks to each and every one of you for being here tonight. Take care.
Love,
good night.
Love.